Welcome to this podcast episode from the Oxford Dictionary of National Biography. This episode is a life of the suffragette Princess Sophia Alexandra Duleep Singh. For more on the dictionary's 60,000 biographies, go to oxforddnb.com. Princess Sophia Alexandra Duleep Singh, 1876 to 1948. Suffragette, written by Rosina Visram. Princess Sophia Alexandra Duleep Singh was born on the 8th of August 1876, probably at Elvedon Hall, Suffolk, the sixth of seven children of Maharaja Duleep Singh, who was exiled by the British at the annexation of the Punjab, and his first wife, Bamba Muller. Princess Sophia's mother was the daughter of Ludwig Muller and an Ethiopian woman. Her father, a Sikh convert to Christianity, who later re-embraced Sikhism, was a naturalised British citizen. Her mother was Christian. She had four brothers and four sisters, two from her father's second marriage. Educated at home, Princess Sophia became an enthusiastic photographer. She lived at Faraday House, Hampton Court, Middlesex, and, like her sisters, inherited the sum of £23,200 after the death of her father. An Indian princess, brought up as a member of the British aristocracy, Princess Sophia nonetheless retained a sense of Sikh family heritage and pride in Indian culture. This involved her in the patronage of Indians in Britain, and her generous assistance was instrumental in establishing the Lascar Club in London's East End. Her chief activity, however, was campaigning to win votes for women in Britain through the Women's Social and Political Union and the Women's Tax Resistance League. It was recorded that Princess Sophia had been converted to the views of WSPU at the home of Una Dugdale, and she became an active campaigner between 1909 and 1914, both nationally and locally. Her sister, Princess Catherine Duleep Singh, was also an active member of her local branch of the WSPU. Princess Sophia took a prominent part in the first deputation to Parliament on Black Friday, the 18th of November 1910. She headed the deputation with Mrs. Pankhurst, Elizabeth Garrett Anderson, Dorinda Nelligan, and others. She played an active role in publicity campaigns, in July 1911 driving in the first cart in the parade of press carts delivering copies of Votes for Women to various pitches in London. As an energetic fundraiser for WSPU, in April 1911, she contributed cake and sweets for the opening of the Pankhurst Streatham Tea Shop. Listed as a collector, she was also a regular seller of the suffragette at her pitch outside Hampton Court. Locally, the branch reports are peppered with special thanks for her fundraising activities. She regularly spoke at meetings of the Richmond branch, and in March 1913, chaired a meeting of the Kingston and District branch. It was as a tax resister, however, that Sophia Duleep Singh, the sole Indian member of the WTRL, made her greatest impression. Taking her stand on the principle that taxation without representation was tyranny, she registered her defiance on several occasions by refusing to pay her taxes. Refusal to pay taxes and fines levied could lead to goods being impounded by the bailiffs under distraint and sold by public auction to recover sums due. In May 1911, at Spelthorne Petty Sessions, her refusal to pay licences for her five dogs, carriage and manservant led to a fine of £3. In July 1911, against arrears of 6 shillings in rates, she had a 7-stone diamond ring impounded and auctioned at Ashford for £10. The ring was bought by a member of the WTRL and returned to her. In December 1913, she was summoned again to Feltham Police Court for employing a male servant and keeping two dogs and a carriage without licence. Her refusal to pay a fine of £12.10 resulted in a pearl necklace and a gold bangle being seized under distraint and auctioned at Twickenham Town Hall. Both items were bought by members of WTRL, the necklace fetching £10 and the bangle £7. Such actions were a means of achieving publicity. Members of the WTRL, by buying articles under distraint and organising protest demonstrations and meetings after the auction, generated interest and sympathy in the movement. Sophia Duleep Singh's high-profile stand was thus significant and an important contribution to women's struggle before the First World War. In 1915, Sophia Duleep Singh was part of the 10,000-strong Women's War Work procession led by Emmeline Pankhurst. After the death of Mrs. Pankhurst in 1928, she was appointed president of the committee which provided flowers for her statue. She joined the Suffragette Fellowship, remaining a member until her death. Sophia Duleep Singh remained unmarried and died of cardiac failure on the 22nd of August 1948 at her home, Hilden Hall, in Buckinghamshire. She was cremated at Golders Green on the 26th of August. Her passionate commitment to the women's cause continued throughout her life. Her passionate commitment to the women's cause continued throughout her life, as demonstrated by the fact that in the 1934 edition of Women's Who's Who, she listed advancement of women as her one and only interest. Thank you for listening to this life of the suffragette Princess Sophia Duleep Singh from the Oxford Dictionary of National Biography. To read on or to listen to further episodes in our biography podcast, go to oxforddnb.com.